A dab will do you. Let us pray. Most wise and eternal God, Father, it's preaching time. Lord, once again, it is I, thy servant, that stand in the need of prayer. Lord, we come because without you, I can do nothing. But with you, Lord, all things are possible. So, Lord, I ask right now that you give me a dab of your anointing. Help me, Holy Ghost. Father God, help no air come across these lips. But help me to speak a word of encouragement to someone here today, Lord, whose mountain has gotten bigger than you. Father, help me to control my emotions. That I may speak boldly so your people can hear. Father God, this is my prayer. This is my humble plea. I ask it in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And all the saints of God say, amen. Only a dab will do you. You know, I went online last night and looked up some old commercials that had a dab will do you. And I only found one from 1950. And it was for a product called Brilla Cream. Now, ladies, y'all probably don't know what Brilla Cream is. But see, it's for the men folk. And what it did was you put a dab in your hand. If your hair was jacked up or out of place, you would put this stuff on your hair to make it lay down and straight. And see, it wasn't greasy. It looked dry. So, you know, it didn't look like you had put a whole thing of sulfur 8 or some type of grease on your hair to make it lie down. And the instructions said only a dab would do you. Huh? See, that means a little bit. Well, I want to come this morning talking about a little bit of faith. Young people, Jesus said you only need the faith of a mustard seed. Now, here I have in this Ziploc bag, y'all pass that around because I want you to see it. It's mustard seeds. Mustard seeds. Smallest seed known to man. Listen to what it says about the mustard seed. It said, the mustard seeds are the smallest round seeds of various mustard plants. These seeds are usually about 1 to 2 milliliters in diameter and may be colored from yellowish white to black. They are important spices in many regional foods and may come from 1 or 3 different plants. The black mustard, which is the Brassica nigeria, working on that all night. Brown or Indian mustard and white mustard. Well, I'm gonna leave that alone. But that's where it comes from. These type of mustard, and it also told me about that, you know, that yellow stuff y'all put on your hot dog. Yeah, I thought mustard. You thought it was?
I thought it's because it's called mustard seed. I thought it tastes like mustard.
You almost there. You almost there. Because see, the process in making mustard was they would take the mustard seeds and they would grind them up, add vinegar, water, and many other type of ingredients to come up with a commodity called mustard. So that mustard that you're putting on your hot dog comes from the mustard seed, which Jesus said we only needed the faith of a mustard seed to move mountains. So in other words, only a dab would do you.
Huh?
Can I talk to you? And if that's the case, then what does it mean to have mustard seed faith? Glad y'all asked that. See, faith is vital to the Christian life. Scripture tells us that without it, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6.
Amen.
It's impossible to please God without faith. See, we have got to the point where we have got lack with our faith. We've gotten comfortable walking with Christ. We expect God to do it even if we don't ask for it. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. See, Pastor preached on that last Sunday. If you don't ask, God ain't gonna give it to you. But then we expect God to move in our situation when the mountain comes. Yet faith is such a powerful gift from God. Christ told his disciples that with just a tiny measure of it, the size of a mustard seed, they could move mountains. So what is faith of a mustard seed? So we see the reference to mustard seed faith twice in the scripture. Here in Matthew 17, verses 14 through 20. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a minute because, see, this particular passage talks about the disciples and their lack of faith. Now, in chapter 10, verse 1, Jesus had just given them the power. Did y'all hear what I said?
Right.
Jesus had just given them the power over demons, over sickness, over anything that was that was affecting the people, that they could cast it out. So yet this man came to them with a son that was a epileptic. He was having severe epileptic seizures. And they went to the disciples that had walked with Christ, that had been taught by Christ, that had been given the very power that Christ had. Are you not walking with Christ? Are you not a follower of Christ? Do you not have the same power? And if that's the case, why that mountain's still there? In Luke 17:6, it said you'll be able to tell that mulberry bush to get up. Uproot yourself. Go over and get in the sea and plant yourself. See, that's the faith of a mustard seed. You don't need a whole lot of faith. A dab, do you? Huh? Young people. Y'all get discouraged too easy. See, Satan has studied y'all. He has watched you operate. He know your mindset. He know which buttons to push, how to push them, when to push them, and what time. Huh? And it's because of your lack of faith. See, first of all, your relationship is out of bounds. You spend too much time in your electronics than you do in your word. Oh, I ain't said that. See, you spend too much time worrying about what Sally doing or who Johnny talking to than you worry about walking with Christ. Am I preaching that? See, we get caught up in the ways of the world. Y'all gravitate toward it. Too easy. Too easy. And it's because your lack of faith. I didn't say you didn't have it, but your lack of it. Meaning you're not feeding that inner man. You got to feed it. If I ask either one of y'all now about a song that y'all heard on the radio, you could spit them lyrics back to me just as quick. But if I ask you to recite a memory verse, huh? Well, I know the first part of it. I might remember the middle. See, what you gonna do when the devil tempt you? What you gonna do when Satan is ready to knock you down? Them lyrics from that song ain't gonna help you. Huh? Calling your friend or FaceTiming or Instagram and ain't gonna get it for you. You got to have the faith to stand on. And only a dab will do. See, you ain't got to have grandma's faith, no. You ain't got to have mama's faith, no. All you need is the faith of a mustard seed. Did y'all see how small them seeds were? See, I started to put one in my hand, but I was scared I was going to lose it. But you only need a dab. I'm talking to y'all too.
Amen.
Because see, too many of us grown folk that's supposed to be grounded in and rooted in the word, we lack faith too. When situations come, we get worried. And you know, I used to say, if you're going to worry, don't pray. And if you're going to pray, don't worry. Well, guess what? I'm going to leave that alone. Because, see, the Bible said that none of this faith is possible without prayer and fasting. None of it is possible. But yet, we always try to fix the problem because guess what? We get too overconfident in ourselves. Look at what happened to the disciples. Here comes this man with a problem. Because they had not been fasting and praying, they had no power. Huh? They had the faith, but they had no power. There was a disconnect there somewhere. See, when your prayer life is lacking, there's a disconnection. See, you, when y'all leave here today, a lot of y'all gonna go home and sit down and get the TV remote and push that button. And if that TV don't come on, you gonna figure out what the problem is. You gonna find out where the disconnection is, what's causing it not to receive that power. You gonna make sure you find out. You gonna check the remote first and see if the battery's any good. Then you gonna get up after you fix that and see that the light on the remote comes on where it ain't the remote. So it must be the TV connection. So you gonna get up and go over and unplug the TV, plug it back up. They say you're supposed to count to 10 now. For those of y'all that don't know, you count 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. Y'all get the picture. Anyway, you gonna find out where the disconnection is, and then you gonna unplug it, plug it back up, and you gonna hit the switch, and if it come on, you gonna be happy. Because the game come on at 3:30. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But see, it's the same way in your prayer life. If you have a disconnection between your prayer life and God, you lack power. And if you lack power, a little bit of faith ain't gonna help you no way, because you ain't got nothing that's pushing it along. But when you trust God, when you got a relationship with God, and relationships come through talking. Amen. See, young people, the same way y'all talk to Johnny, Sally, and Sue, you got to talk to Jesus too. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. See, we get so busy worrying about self and the self relationships down here on earth. Let me remind y'all something. We are not here to stay.
That's right. Preach, preach.
This is just a pruning ground. All right. See, he put us down here to remove some stuff out of the way so when we get up there, we can stand before him purified, justified, and sanctified, knowing that we have done all that we could possibly do on this side. Now come on in, thy good and faithful servant, and enjoy the glories of the Lord. But you got to get your faith right. You got to get your walk right. Yes. And Gray stood over there and told us we need to act like Christians. See, a lot of us, we say, the Bible teaches us once saved, always saved. We can't lose that. And see, I think that's the problem with most of us Christians. We realize that I can't lose my salvation. So, you know, I'm gonna live this thing to the fullest. I'm gonna enjoy myself. I go to church Sunday, go down to the altar and ask the Lord to forgive me. Cause you know, I've been saved, I've been sanctified, and I can't lose what I got. But guess what? You can lose your reward. So I don't know about y'all, I want my mansion in glory. See, he told him when he was leaving, he was going to prepare a place. And in my father's house, he said, what? There are many rooms. Not just room, but mansions. I don't want no woodshed behind John the Baptist's house. See, I want to be able to see Jesus when he walked down the streets of gold. But here we find that the disciples lacked something. Look at verse 17. See, this man came to them with a problem that he needed fixed. And he figured that since these men had walked with Jesus, had talked with Jesus, had been taught with Jesus, and Jesus had given them the same power that they would be able to fix his need. All right. The Bible said that they was unable to cast out the demon. Look at what it said. Verse 17 said, then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. See, right there, Jesus was disgusted. He was disgusted. You want to know why he was disgusted? Because they lacked prayer. Every time Jesus made a miracle move or done something that would bring glory to his Father, what did he do? He prayed. He prayed. The Bible says he would go up into the mountain by himself. See, a lot of us ain't got that me time with the Lord. Oh, we got me time, but it's for me. But the Lord said, I need some me time too. Because see, that's where you get your power from. Just like I was talking about that TV. See, a lot of times it's a simple fix with the television. All you got to do is stick it in a little further. See, it didn't work itself loose. There was a connection there, but the power won't in there enough to make it come on. You just need to stick it in. Well, a lot of y'all connected, but see, you're a little loose in your walk. You're a little loose with your talk. You're a little loose with the way you carry yourself as a child of God. See, you got to fully connect yourself to Jesus Christ. The way you connect yourself to Jesus Christ is you go into your closet, shut the door, sit down and meditate with him. See, you got to talk to the Lord in order for him to use. Oh, I feel my help coming. Oh, thank you, Lord. See, early this morning, I got up and I went into my secret place. And I talked to my Lord and Savior. And I told him, Lord, I need you. I need you to help me, Lord. Cause see, the devil is busy right now. He's messing with me, Lord. He's trying to discourage me, God. But I know that you're able to do all things but fail. And you know what? He said, don't worry about it. He said, don't worry about it, Deacon. He said, I got you. See, young people, let me tell y'all something. Your friends want to see you in misery. Your friends don't want to see you succeed. I'm telling you the truth because I know. See, the very people that laugh with you, that hang out with you, that pat you on your back and tell you, oh, girl, you all right. Man, you doing a good job. They don't want to see you go to college. They don't want to see you get a scholarship. Young ladies, they don't want to see you be successful. They don't want to see you go to school and get a degree and not have a child out of wedlock. They don't want to see that. But I come to tell you this morning, if you trust God, if you have a relationship with God, he will bless you to the point where he'll take you places that your mind never dreamed you would go. But you got to have a solid relationship with Jesus. Too many times we get it confused. There's a time for us to stop playing this game called church. All right. Come on. and start walking the life that we say we live before Christ.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Whether y'all know it or not, we in the last and evil days. The Bible said that man would become lover of self, that he would care about nothing else but himself. Not the word, not the church, not even Jesus. And what have they done? If you say Jesus, you're offending somebody. Right. But if you say God, they happy with that. Well, let me tell you something. Jesus and God is the same, as my Bible say. Did he not tell his disciples, if you have seen me, you have seen my Father also who sent me? But see, we lack power because of our faith. The disciples couldn't cure this young man because they lacked that power. Jesus knew they had it.
That's right.
Because he gave it to them. Crossroad, we got the power to move mountains, but yet we want to sit on our hands.
All right. Come on. Come on.
And allow somebody else to do it. I'm tired of sitting.
Amen.
It's time to start working.
Yes, sir.
The Bible said, work while it is yet day. Because when night comes, no man working. I'm not going to wait till nighttime. I want to work now. Because see, Jesus just spoke a word. Do y'all realize if you just have, see, oh, you don't need a whole lot. See, I think that's where we get lost there, Pastor. I think they get confused where they think they need to have a whole lot of faith. See, you don't need a whole lot of faith. All you need is a little bit. As I said before, what? A dab would do you. Huh? You don't need to have a whole 5-gallon bucket full. No. A dab would do you. You don't even need a mason jar amount. But a dab. What do you? And for some of y'all that's still confused about whether you need to have both feet in church or one still in the world, you don't even need a shot glass full. But a dab will do you. Oh, y'all know me by now. If you don't know me by now, see, that's what's wrong. Can I talk to you for a minute? See, that's what's wrong with us. We don't tell the truth. We try to sugarcoat it, water it down, or make you feel good. Well, I'm not here to tickle your ears. I'm not here to make you feel good about yourself. Because see, some of y'all need to stop playing with the Lord and come on into his house. See, the Bible talks about the 10 virgins, right? The 5 foolish and the 5 wise. See, the 5 wise was prepared. The 5 foolish brought just enough for that moment. See, we got to stop living in the moment and start preparing for the future. Huh? See, when the bridegroom came at midnight, and you know something, every situation that the Lord moved in the Bible, was at midnight. Huh? So the Bible said that at midnight, somebody hollered out, here cometh the bridegroom. Okay. The 5 wise virgins got up because they were prepared and they went in with the bridegroom. Those that were still confused about whether they wanted to walk with Jesus or still play in the club. I ain't say that. See, when the door was shut, they were too busy trying to find something.
All right.
Let me tell y'all something. If you know who you're walking with, if you're truly serving Christ, you already prepared.
Amen.
So when he come, you ain't got to get ready. Because he said, if you're in the fields, don't go back. If you're on the rooftop, don't even come down. See, a lot of times, you know, I got to go get this. Oh, I got to do that. No. All you got to do is just watch it and said, when he said, come. Oh, my Lord.
Huh?
Faith of a mustard seed. See, Jesus cast that demon out. All he had to do was speak that word. And see, a lot of y'all in here right now going through a situation or a circumstance where the mountain seems bigger than your God. But I come this morning to tell you, that mountain ain't as big as your God. It never was and it never will be. See, the reason why it looks so big to you right now is because of your location. See, you standing down in the valley looking up. Well, I'm telling you, you in the right place. And your mind, your vision is focused in the right direction. See, when you look up, you're going to see Jesus. The problem is when we start looking down, we get discouraged. But if you keep looking up from the valley, that mountaintop ain't going to be as high. Because see, when you keep looking up and keep praying, fast, Jesus will rise up above that mountain. Because see, the Bible says he's going to come back on clouds anyway. And when he come back on the cloud in the sky, you'll be able to see him because he's going to be bigger than your mountain. Matter of fact, he's bigger than your mountain right now. But the problem is your faith ain't big enough. And you know what? I'm going to close this thing. It said you only needed a dab, right? Dab of faith, right? Come on, say it to me. Dab of faith. How much do you need?
Dab.
A dab of faith. So if you only need a dab of faith, then why your faith ain't strong?
Huh?
Watch this. In 1 Kings chapter 17, there was a widow and her son. And I'm going to close with this. And the man of God came to her, Elijah. And he told the widow, bring me a drink of water. She brought him a drink of water. He said, now bring me a morsel of bread. She said, well, I would if I had some. But I only have a cup of flour and a jar of oil for me and my son.
All right.
And I'm going to go in and I'm going to fix that for us and we're going to die. Amen. See, that's the mindset that a lot of us got. We're going to take what we got and we're going to be satisfied. Don't you know God want to bless you with more? Don't you know God want to bless you above and beyond?
Yeah.
But he can't because of your mindset.
Right.
Y'all forget what Romans 12 said. Transform your mind. Huh? Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. But we get comfortable and satisfied with our situation, with our circumstance, and we don't allow God to bless us above and beyond because God wants his people to be rich, not only with materialistic things, but with health. See, a lot of us sick because we lack faith. Now, I'm not telling you don't take your medicine. Y'all better take that medicine. But if you allow God's faith to work in the medicine. Ooh, my Lord. But getting back to the widow. Elijah said, I tell you what. Fix me a cake first. And what's left over, you and your son eat.
Right.
Only a dab would do. So she fixed the cake for Elijah. Fixed her and her son cake. For those of you who know the story, you know what I'm getting to say. Make a long story short. The bin never ran out of flour. The oil jar never went dry. See, if you trust God to the fullest,
amen.
I don't care how big or small your situation is. But if you just got the faith of a mustard seed, you just gave God the power to move in your situation. So when somebody walk up to you and ask you why you smiling or why you so happy, tell them, you happy because Jesus gave you a dab of faith. And when they ask, what is a dab of faith, you tell them 1.2 milliliters of a mustard seed. And if they don't get it, then tell them, Google it. Huh? Crossroad. It's time for us to get real. It's time for us to get real. We can't keep coming to church Sunday after Sunday, going through the motions. We got to start living this thing.
Amen.
We got to start walking it. So people, when they see you on the street, they say, is that Brother John over there? It don't look like Brother John. It ain't walking like Brother John. Because, see, God will change the way you walk. Not only will he change the way you walk, but he'll change the way you look. Because, see, you will start reflecting his glory. Ooh.
All right.
I'm going to get up out of there now. I'm going to get up out of it. But to God be the glory.
Amen.
Church, you only need a dab. Young people, you only need a little bit of faith. By the way, what y'all do with my mustard seeds? I'm going to plant them when I get home. All right, all right. Man, I ran all over Lynchbury looking for them yesterday. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Only a dab would do. Church, take that to heart. If you don't take nothing else out of here today, know that if you just got a little bit of faith in Jesus, he can move your mouth. But you got to pray. You got to be sincere in your prayer. And you got to give up something. Whether it be TV, food, whatever it is that keep you from serving God. Give it up. And allow God to move in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Most wise and eternal God, Father, once again, I thank you, Lord, for another opportunity, Lord, to break the bread with these, your people. Father, I pray that what was spoken here today, Lord, will fall on good ground, that the seeds may be absorbed in good ground, Lord, that the fruit of your labor, Father God, will come forth. Lord, we thank you because you are God and beside thee, there is none other. Lord, you the same yesterday, today, and you said forevermore. So, Lord, we thank you because you sent your only son, Jesus, to die on Calvary's cross that we might have the gift of eternal life. So, Father, I pray now that you would just move throughout this building, that each individual under the sound of my voice who's struggling with their faith, oh God, would be strengthened right now. As their young man was cured of his demonic demon. The Bible said the very same hour that Jesus spoke, come out of him. Lord God, I pray this in your holy name. Strengthen them, Lord, in their faith walk with thee. This is my prayer. This is my plea. In Jesus' name I pray. All the saints of God say, amen.
Amen.
The doors of the church are open. As the choir gives us a soft invitational hymn, I'm going to ask everyone to stand. If there be one among us today that have not invited Christ into their heart and the pardoning of thy sin, the time is now. The time is now. Is there one among us today? Is there one?